Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Vanderpump Rules Lake Tahoe edition. Ugh. It's Forgive Sandoval edition. It's We Knew Sheena Would Do This edition.
This has been like tough to watch. Mostly just because I'm just so angry at everyone in the cast, pretty much. And for some reason, especially in the after show, James Kennedy is the voice of reason. And I never want to agree with James Kennedy, but he's really fucking right.
Yep.
We even before the season started, we already had our doubts about Sheena, but fuck, I didn't think it was gonna be this bad.
Yeah, I had a friend over when I was watching, I think I was doing a rewatch of this episode, and it was playing the part where she was talking to Lala and was talking about Dancing with the Stars and Ariana getting it and how that's always been her dream. And my friend knows nothing about Vanderpump Rules, like at all, and doesn't know what's being talked about, and was like, oh, that's so fucked up. Like, why would you say that? Like, and why, like, why would you say that? I was like, because that's Sheena Shea. Because that, like, they're like, that is the most selfish thing to, like, oh, and then to go into the backup singer comment, like, or backup dancer, like, oh, you were my backup dancer. Like, excuse you?
Jaw dropped that she actually fucking said that out loud. That, like, is unbelievably fucked up to say.
I was shocked that Sheena would do that, because I felt like Sheena was too, like, wasn't brave enough to do something like that. Like, because that's, I thought, like, she would be afraid of, like, what people, like, I don't believe that she doesn't feel that way, but I'm happy that, I guess, that she's being honest with us. But geez, like, that just, like, you just showed your ass so hard.
And this narrative that Ariana now is just getting too, you know, big for her britches or whatever. Like, you know, someone on Twitter pointed out that, you know, the show started with all these people who were aspiring actors trying to get their big break. And now everyone's shitting on Ariana, who's actually getting these breaks that they've all been, you know, striving for the last 11 fucking seasons, 12 years, how, you know, however long it's been. It's, I just literally could not believe that she actually said that out loud and was proud about saying it.
Yeah.
Out loud. And also, her inability to read a fucking room is, there needs to be, like, classes taught about it. Calling, we're kind of jumping forward, but, you know, calling Ariana to say that, you know, she's really hurt because she really wants to be friends with Sandoval again, and upset that Ariana doesn't want to listen to it. Talk to anyone else but Ariana about that. Like, she's the one person in the whole world that doesn't want to hear a thing about Sandoval. And you not being able to understand that, which, sure, you can be upset because you miss him as a friend because he put you in a picture 15 years ago. You're still holding on to that. Girl, you are so dense. It's not even funny.
Well, Leah, he gave her thousands of dollars.
Which, dude, so I listened to Kristen Doty's podcast. Good. He did the same thing to her. She's like, no, he's, like, really genuine about it. Her fucking boyfriend's friends with Sandoval. Like, he was supposed to be at that birthday party for Sandoval at his house. Her boyfriend that's gonna be on the valley with her, like, was supposed to be there, and
Kristen's boyfriend?
yeah, Luke. So
Oh my
now I don't
gosh.
believe a fucking thing that Kristen says either.
What?
Yeah. I listened to her like recap episodes, and
Yeah.
he was gonna go, and she kind of advised him not to, but like he was like
Yeah.
dead set going to be like in the background of that episode.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, interesting. Oh, Kristen Doty. While they're, because Sheena, yeah, we're gonna come back to Lake Tahoe, but you brought up Katie and Ariana, who are over here doing their interviews for their sandwich shop, which that was hilarious to me. The chef like trying to take over. I love how Ariana, how that her one person that she has, it's not Sheena, it's actually Katie. Like you, I always saw Sheena being Ariana's best friend, and I don't know. I mean, it's sad though how everyone's turned, but I'm happy that Katie's not alone, I guess, is what it is. Like, 'cause I feel like Katie was kind of alone and had to bring in whatever her name is. I don't even know what her name is. Her
Can't
mom.
remember either, but she was like on the show previous seasons and shit,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. Whatever. who? Some girl with the lipstick or lip balm stuff. But we also, oh my goodness, we get Hippie. Okay, let's talk about this name change. This
It's significantly worse than Graham.
significantly worse. I don't like how we're pretending that, especially you're not supposed to name your dog after a dog you've already had. Isn't that like bad luck or something?
Would think so. It's kind of fucked up.
Like oh, the naming it because we had a dog named Hippie, like okay,
Well,
that's like give him a
and now it's.
new name.
And now it's everything that Rachel's ever done is a big deal, which she fucked up. But the ability, I get it because they're on camera, to forgive Tom when he had more at stake with every single one of these people than Rachel did. And you're willing to, I mean, also, Sheena, Tom even said again on camera that you hit her. And you still want to be friends with him. Like,
Because she's there with her,
she's more sad about this relationship fallout with Sandoval because he fucked up a ton than her divorce. Oh, I couldn't stand, like, she's always irritated me, but it's to the point now where it's like, girl, I like literally cannot stand you.
She's going further than I thought she would. Lala included. I'm like, what are you doing?
It, Lala.
Like, what?
Which,
And like, oh, we need to really give Sheena a break. Like,
for
shut the
what?
fuck up. What did
I
she, like, Sheena's like, I know it
mean,
can't be about me. It has to be about Ariana because this happened to her. It didn't happen to me. It's like, yeah,
it should not be about
exactly.
you at
So shut
all.
up.
Like, you're an afterthought in this. I mean, you're the one that's making it about you. I do want to say, so Lala is pregnant. Did you see that?
Congratulations,
Yeah.
Lala. Yes, I did see that.
Someone on Reddit posted a thread like, what are the guesses for names?
Instead of
And
Ocean.
someone put, well, Madison Marie, whatever she does. Like,
Yeah,
is still up for
she
grabs. Madison Marie, Summer,
Oh
whatever
my
fucking shit she
goodness.
had.
Yeah, my God.
So funny. Whoever
That's
that Redditor
hilarious.
is, hilarious. But
Give me
yeah,
something that goes with ocean, of course.
but it's the even on the after show, like doubling down, it's You'll be able to see once the episodes air. It's like, no, I'm
Okay.
even more
I'm
on
waiting. Yeah,
the
because
opposite end.
Ariana's being actually really cool about all of this. Like, she's like doing what she's not saying, like, I don't want to hear this shit that she's making people pick and choose, because she's not.
Well,
Like,
and
it's lit, like, that's not what she's doing.
she's just saying, like, hey, if you want to be friends with that person, then it's not even an ultimatum. You
It's
know,
like, you'll just
she's
see me less.
saying, hey, I just can't be friends with someone who is friends with that person because he's scary. It's not that
It's,
crazy.
I
Also,
also feel
because
like she's
she,
not like saying, like, we can't be cool if you're friends with him. I think she's saying, like, we're not gonna be as cool as we used to be, because
we're not
I
gonna be in
mean,
the
I'm not,
same cool
don't invite
circle.
me to shit that he's gonna be at. If he's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well,
how,
and
like, that's
she
not
kind of
into
made
it.
it a point. She was afraid that he was gonna use shit against her if they
Very,
had
yep.
mutual friends.
Which I believe.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's just like when you go through a breakup like that, you make a decision. Like, I don't understand why she's making this so weird. And Lala too,
And
who
Lala, you never
hates him the
fucking
most
liked singing the ball for now all of a
because it's the
sudden.
jealousy
And you
of
know what?
Ariana.
Both Sheena and Lala were completely fine jumping on the Uber Eats fucking commercial
Oh my God, right?
to
You
be
should
with
be fucking
Ariana.
lucky that Ariana
So,
did that with you.
which Sheena, besides Good as Gold is bad, but it's funny bad. Your rest of your songs are just bad. I'm
Oh my
sorry.
God, I
I'm
died
being
when they
mean.
did that flashback of her music video of why she quit doing music. I was like, yeah, like, we never see that again. Oh my God. Yeah, and like, and Lala, it's like, so you're gonna argue with Tom, rightfully so, about how he was a hypocrite, calling you a homewrecker while he's doing this the whole time. And then y'all are gonna end up hugging after? Like, oh my God. Like, oh, and I never seen him give genuine tears before and a genuine apology. It seemed like he really got it. I'm like, are you
What
kidding
I've
me?
learned from this episode was that besides Katie Maloney, none of these girls are girls at all. I
No.
mean,
No.
Tom, just the way that he went at Ariana too, like this man still has never genuinely apologized. It's, which I hate to call back Jax, but he was right years ago saying he can never just say, I'm sorry. It's a I'm sorry. But, and that's typical Tom Sandoval.
Oh my goodness, we haven't talked about the lawsuit that
Oh, yeah.
Rachel put out on exactly 1 year anniversary to the d incident day of the phone dropping from the pants on stage.
Which I remember I was at work. I got a text from you, and I just saw the first headline. It was Tom and Ariana broke up. And I'm like, oh shit. And then I went back. I'm like, wait, what the hell is going on? And then I'm glued to my phone the rest of the day. I could not pay
Oh my
attention.
God, it was so crazy. It was so crazy. And I'll always remember watching Watch Happens Live the night before and thinking it was weird that that Raquel said that Tom
Yes.
Sandoval was the more attractive Tom. It's like, oh, weird.
It is just kind of crazy though how there were two people on Watch What Happens Live, like as this all was like fucking kind of happening, but
yeah, where Sheena punched her.
yeah.
So Ariana, not Ariana, Raquel, Rachel has press charges, whatever, suing Tom Sandoval and Ariana for, like, Tom Sandoval for, one, recording her without her consent and then distributing it, and Ariana for distributing it. I feel like they can't do this unless they have some type of as evidence, like the, or they'll be easily able to get evidence if it was sent out. Ariana has said on podcasts, like, I've not done this, and they can easily find out if I did do this. So, like, whatever. I've read that Tom is trying to give money to like settle
Shut it up.
this, because he did record it. I mean, he's not gonna have proof saying, hey, I'm can I record, like, you know, he would have to have proof that he got her permission for this, you know, and I doubt he has that because I'm sure he didn't. And yeah, so I think good on Rachel. I think it's an unpopular opinion. A lot of people are upset because, like, leave Ariana out of it. If Ariana did send it to her friends, that is fucked up. If she didn't, she didn't. And it's
Oh, we'll
whatever,
find
you know,
out.
we'll find out. But,
No,
like,
I
she should, like, I'm sorry. If she did that, that's fucked up. If she sent it to
Ag
herself, that's fucked up. And that's what they're
I
also saying, is that she basically sent it to herself or sent it to Rachel as what, like, saved it or some, I don't know. So, well, yeah. We'll see.
Agreed. No, I mean, this was recorded without her consent and then distributed potentially without her knowing. It's fucked up. I love Ariana, but I mean, rule like laws are laws. It's fucked up. No matter how angry you were, which I understand, rightfully so, you were upset, but it, I bet if she did it, she didn't even think, twice about it, but doesn't mean it's okay to do.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, like, oh my goodness, like, that's so fucked up after you did what you did to Ariana. It's like, honestly, I mean, it's fucked
I
up what
mean,
she did, but, like, thank God she's not with
wasn't
Tommy
illegal,
Sandoval
but
anymore.
also wasn't illegal, but
Illegal. Right.
distributing
Yeah.
shit, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Ex exactly. So we'll see how that goes, but good on her, and I like that she did the dramatic act of dropping it, like, you know, putting it out there on that date. Also, let's talk about Sheena and Brock, our dream couple, you know, this ridiculous couple. Like, what is wrong with him? One, he was so rude in that store. It was ridiculous, them arguing in the store. And then he goes golfing and comes late to the guided meditation, which was a fucking joke, which we'll talk about that too. And then he also doesn't chooses not to pair up with her for that. And
When that girl was about to throw up, she was so sick. I mean, did you see her? I mean,
oh my
she did
God.
not look well, during that, fuck, if I mean, I'm sure if Jake or Sam pulled that kind of shit on either one of us, we would be like heartbroken. We'd be so upset. But I don't think they ever would, because I think they actually clearly care about us. Holy fuck.
Oh my God. I think it was so ridiculous. One, how much did Tom pay this woman to do this? And
Well, he
he told
told
her.
her what to do.
Imagine this is the last time you ever see this person. Like, what
That's
the
like,
fuck am I watching?
I'm sorry, but I can't imagine any type of legit meditation therapy where that's like a standard.
No, because it's not. Oh my God, that was so nuts. And him and Sheena looking into each other's eyes and crying. Like, I could not. I could not. Like, they are both actors at heart. Yes, just like you said, like
Well,
that's what the whole point of the show, like they were all thriving, like
also,
no-name actors.
Tom, when, you know, the meditation's about to start, he tells the organizer, whatever, I don't know what exactly to call her, but he's like, I was, you know, I was with this girl for a bit. Like, you were with, it was your live-in girlfriend of 10 years that you had a house with. The fact that he downplayed it makes me totally
She knew
know.
already,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Like,
But also, like, you're fucking downplaying the whole thing. Some girl I was with. Are you fucking kidding me? Ugh.
so him. Oh God, Tom is so him in the after shows. Ugh, makes me want
Oh
to
my God,
like.
I feel bad for whatever girl he met at space camp that he's
Oh my
pretending
God.
he's still in love with. Like, and
It's so
his bit
weird.
with how to give a homeless person money. Like, I thought it was like, is this some like satire or shit? Because it
Like, is this for
seemed
real?
almost unbelievable.
You all need to watch the after show if you do not
It's so
watch.
much better than the show.
Like, I, it's so funny. Yeah, Tom literally tries to show you how to give a homeless person on your birthday. You should give, because he was talking about how he gave Sheena thousands of dollars. Because in the pandemic, when I had no income, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you had no income, Miss Influencer.
Well, also,
And what's Brock doing?
well, yeah, that failed fucking fitness shit that they probably put so much money into.
My God. Anyway, I was talking about Brock because Brock is terrible. Brock is terrible.
I do love him for
The
calling Sandoval out for
yeah.
his PR team, which I don't know if
Oh.
PR teams tell each other that shit, but I doubt that they
I
do, but it had to have come from Sandoval's
camp,
side,
whatever the
right?
fuck they call that shit. I honestly feel like that rumor was so small and it didn't really get that much that no one really thought anything of it. So
No.
I just think that it's again an attempt at Sheena
Also,
and Brock trying to make themselves fucking relevant in this whole
Sheena
scandal.
made it worse when she said out loud, they could sleep in the same bed together, and I wouldn't think anything twice. Like, that was on you. You perpetuated some of that shit,
Oh my
so.
God. But she also went on her podcast and said that it made her question her relationship. And like, that's what also fucked her up with all of this. And like, could he be doing that to me? And like, oh my God, you're just again making this about you in some way.
I mean, I've
I don't know.
also never seen someone sob so much over something so small. I mean, I generally or genuinely don't think Sheena's okay because you should not act that way over losing out on a friendship with Tom Sandoval. I mean, fuck.
It killed me how in the car or whatever they were in, it was Sandoval and Brock, and they mentioned the punch, and Brock said, oh yeah, like didn't say she didn't punch him, mate. Like he just said, oh yeah, well, oh, talking about like, you know, it didn't let up, like we weren't cool because of the punch, like whatever, you know, when, because she punched her in the restraining order, and he's like, oh well, yeah, it's like, okay, so you punched her, like you punched Raquel, you punched
I
Rachel, like
can't even ball. You know what? Even if you didn't close fist punch her, you slapped her. You hit
did
her
something, you
somehow.
assaulted
Something, yeah.
her in some way, you got physical with her, like fucking own it. Ugh. So annoying, especially if you're gonna use it to like feel bad for me. No. But yeah, I'm gonna have to give Sheena my least favorite of this episode. I mean, I feel like Tom Sandoval's always gonna be the least favorite for me,
But
but she's just the next
I
one because
mean,
this is so bad.
fuck, even in like the after show where she's still doubling down on this, that Ariana didn't care, that she was upset. And James is like, she shouldn't. Why would she feel upset? She hates the man. She doesn't want to hear anything about him. And Lala and she, which I think was it middle of that episode of the after show where James and Brock are in the same. I wonder if they moved James out of.
Because they were arguing too much, and that they're he's like the buffer, he's like stopping them from saying talking more shit.
Yeah.
If he wasn't there, they would have said a lot more probably. I like how the next time we see Sheena's talking to LVP about the Dancing with the Stars, and LVP is producing, honey. She
No,
is
because
like,
fuck LVP, girl.
she's like, oh, I know you've
Which
always wanted that.
receipts dropped that Ariana said that she would love to see Sheena out of everyone in the
Yeah,
cast.
of course she would, because she's a good friend. She's a true friend. She's a girl's girl. Like, Ariana was too great for Tom Sandoval. Like, it's just, like, y'all can't make me hate her. I was open to seeing what she, how she could become just like self-centered or a little too much. And I'm not seeing that at all. If anything, I feel like she's remained very humble through it all. And she's working. She's working like a fucking dog. Like, she is
Sorry,
working.
oh, Rusty, you need to have a scrubby ass podcast, which I love podcasting, but you know,
Yeah, but like she
that's
doesn't need
it.
it.
That's all they have. Lala and Sheena, that's it, is her fucking ugly vlog and
No,
Ariana's
Lala has
doing.
her me makeup.
Yeah.
La give them
But
Lala.
yeah. But Sheena, like, you have your podcast and your vlog, and that's it. Which, if that's how you make money, that's great. But
Yeah. But
fuck
how
what?
sustainable is that going to be for you if
And you know
the
what? Eventually, this shit is gonna go for Ariana. Like, it's gonna phase out. But let her have her fun while she can.
And build that resume. Like, she's over here doing Chicago, and I mean, it was extended because she was doing so great and selling out shows. Like, she's doing the damn thing. She made it really far in Dancing with the Stars too. I just could never see myself not being just so happy
Happy
for
for
a
my
friend,
friend, yeah.
like, especially after going through what they went through. It just feels like Lala's mad that she didn't get that treatment when it came to Randall, and Sheena's
It's
like, I've
because
never it's
everyone
I've never
didn't.
been the girl, I've never been her, the one,
Well,
the star.
Lala, everyone thought Randall was a creep from the get-go. And Sheena, like, we've watched 10 years of you pulling this shit. That's why no one's, like, that's why you're not everyone's favorite.
Right. Ugh, never gonna be. Anyway, anything else from Vanderpump Rules? Who was your favorite?
I'll go Ariana.
Yeah.
She's still hasn't been very, heavily focused on her, but I think she's also making the best of what, cards she was dealt.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. If it wasn't her, it'd be Katie. So I'm excited for the sandwich shop to open. We're gonna go.
Yes.
Because I have to, so there's just something about her sandwiches, you know. And my least favorite was Sheena. Sorry, she.
1,000% Sheena.
Oh, Sheena. Your husband sucks, but you brought his ass here. So anyway, so we are also podcasting. We just rehashed Summer House. We are also going to be podcasting Southern Hospitality when it comes on.
No.
And
Summer House, Martha's
some,
Vineyard.
oh my goodness. So we're done with Southern hospitality. Martha's Vineyard, when it comes on, which is really soon. Is that next week?
Next week or two? I don't know.
A
It's
week or
sometime in
two. It's
March.
very
It's
soon. It's
soon.
in March. It's this month. And we are also talking about rehashing some of the Valley, which will be starting at the end of Vanderpump at some point. So
I
there's gonna be a
think,
crossover.
yeah, there's, I think episode 8 is a Jax comes back and it's a whole like
Ugh.
fucking whatever.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I'm excited to talk my shit on that because there's a lot to talk about in that world too.
Yeah.
With Jax and Brittany separating and not living
Meemaw.
together, Meemaw's cheese, beer cheese. They are running a restaurant together, so I'm sure that that's going to be part of the focus too. Jax's, ugh, God. I'll save that shit talk for that. But anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.